ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्कर मस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ And I would like to give you some homework for all of you, because until now we have covered so much. If I really want you to have thorough, doubtless knowledge of what has been studied in Taittiriya Upanishad. The homework is, until now, suppose Brahmavid Param Apnoti. There, what has been said for that sentence? I wanted to do the homework. Just one line. For the one line, Brahmavit Param Apnoti, meaning of the sentence, then what has been said regarding Apnoti. If you go through the Bhashyam, we'll know. That's the first homework. And the second homework is, the second work is analysis of the meaning of the word Satyam. Then analysis of the meaning of the word Jnanam. Take these topics, go through the book, what you have studied until now, write it completely in English language. No way, because everyone, you have your own capacity to express well, especially people like Kevin, Ravniji, they're all English background also, you put it in your own language. Also, Eva can do it in a German language. Okay, you do it in your own languages. Your understanding of the analysis of the word Satyam, analysis of the word Jnana, ours, other people also, all of us also. When you write it, it is a notes for you, and so you can have, Radhaji was very keen to have some blog writing. He used to ask before to write. Then he was not happy with the writing, so he left it. No, not only for writing, for blog, for others, it is for your own clarity. It is tapas. See, there's no point in reading 100 Upanishads, 10 Upanishads, going 10 textbooks. No. Clarity should come from one text, thorough clarity. And Taittiriya Upanishad is the only Upanishad where we have this Swarupa Lakshanam being presented very beautifully. And finally, what we need to understand is Swarupam. So I really want all of you to take this lockdown period. Of course, I know people like Vangamma are still working. Sharadamma still working. All of you are working with a lot of work at home also. But still, we can't call lockdown, it's not a big holiday, except retired people. So, make it a point to have thorough understanding immediately. Because if you pile it up, later on, you will not have time to do it. So, better start right now itself. You might have done already, some of you might have already done the thorough study, but still, I wanted to make notes of this. So, Brahmavit Param Apnoti, that sentence, what has been given. Only for one sentence, how much has been explained, you must write separately or an article like. For your own notes, not for others. Then, analysis of the meaning of the word Satyam, how it is analyzed. Then analysis of the word, meaning of the word Jnanam. And what is, how Purupaksha, what is Purupaksha, what is the doubt explained, presented, and how the doubt has been clarified in Siddhant, by Siddhanti. Those things you can make it very clearly. You do it, it's a very beautiful homework. When you do group study also, you can do it, or you can do it independently also. It'd be nice if you have, if you do this, that work. Okay, I'm reading to 73 once quickly, then we'll go to 74. Sanmatrattvam cha anupapannam jnana kartrutvadi viseshavatve sati. Sanmatrattvam cha anupapannam ஞான கர்த்திருத்வாதி விசேஷவத்வே சதி. சன்மாத்திரம் ச சத்யம் தத் சத்யம் சாந்தோக்யோபனிஷத் வாக்கியம் இதி சாந்தோக்யோபனிஷத் ஸ்ருத்யந்தராத் தஸ்மாத் சத்ய அனந்த சப்தாப்யாம் சஹ சத்யானந்த சப்தாப்யாம் சஹ விசேஷணத்வேன ஞான சப்தஸ்ய பிரயோகாத் பாவ சாதனோ ஞான சப்த. So we already have seen the meaning of this. The meaning is, if the reality, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is taken to be the jnanam as the knower, if the reality which is of the nature of knowing is taken to be the knower, then it cannot have the status of being the pure existence. It cannot have the pure existence as its swarupam, because pure existence is the nature of reality, and that reality implied by the term Brahman, not only it is of the nature of pure existence, it is actually of the nature of pure knowledge also. Therefore, pure existence, which is the pure knowledge, cannot be the knower. And especially this word jnanam, even though it has the meaning of knower, it has another meaning of the known, it has another meaning of the instrument. Even though the word jnanam has many bhava vyutpattis, it has many bhava vyutpattis, it has different meanings derived from this word jnanam as the knower, as the known, as the instrument of knowledge, still the word jnanam should be taken in the sense of the root, as the root meaning, as the bhava sadhanaha, bhava sadhana arthaha, not bhava vyutpatti arthaha. Why? Because it comes as one of the defining words of the reality, along with other two words, satyam and anantam. Okay, this we saw previously. So now we have to read this. Page number 74. Jnanam Brahma iti கர்த்ராதி காரக நிவத்தியர்த்தம். ஞானம் பிரம்ம இதி கர்த்ராதி காரக நிவத்தியர்த்தம் மிருதாதிவத் அச்சித்ரூபதா நிவத்தியர்த்தம். மிருதாதிவத் அச்சித்ரூபதா நிவத்தியர்த்தம் ச பிரயுஜ்யதே. Okay, why is this word jnanam is used as a definition of the word Brahman? Jnanam Brahma iti prayujyate. Prayujyate means is used. The word jnanam is used as a lakshanam, as a defining word, as a defining qualification, as a defining adjective, it is used. What is the purpose? Kimartam prayujyate. Prayujyate is used. First he says, for reason one, kartradi karaka nivrityartam. The word jnanam is used as a defining word of Brahman, as a lakshanam of Brahman, specifically for eliminating Brahman being any of the karakas. Specifically for eliminating Brahman being taken to be any of the karakas. Which means, in order not to take Brahman as the knower, in order not to take Brahman as the known, in order not to take Brahman as the instrument of knowledge, the word jnanam is specifically used for eliminating Brahman from being taken as the knower, known or knowledge. Any of the karakas. Kartra adi means knower, etc. Karaka, the accessories. Nivrutyartam. When you say jnanam brahma, this word negates. It eliminates the knower status, knowledge, instrument status and object status. It eliminates. So for eliminating the accessories, such as knower, etc., kartru, etc. So all the karakas are negated, eliminated. So Brahman is not any of the karakas for eliminating that. Kartradi karaka nivrutyartam jnana shabdaha prayujyate. Second reason. Mridadivat mrit means clay. Second is what? Mrit means clay. Mridadivat, like the clay. Like clay, etc. Mrit adivat. Vat, like. Mrit, clay, adi, etc. Like clay, etc. Achidrupata nivrityartam. For nivrityartam means what? Nivrittihi, elimination. Nivrityartam, for purpose of eliminating, for the elimination of, for eliminating nivrityartam. Eliminating what? Eliminating Brahman having the status of being inert. For eliminating Brahman having the status of being inert, like mrit, clay, etc. So two things are eliminated here. But only for eliminating those two factors, the word jnanam is used as a defining word of Brahman. Jnanam Brahma iti prayujyate. Kimartam prayujyate? You have to say, kartradi karaka nivrityartam, for eliminating the karaka status of Brahman, for eliminating the inert nature on the part of Brahman, the word jnanam is used. Once jnanam brahma it is said, definitely Brahman is not the knower, not the known, not the knowledge instrument. Second thing, Brahman is jnanam brahma, Brahman is not anything which is of the nature of inertness. So this word jnanam brahma used mainly for these two purposes. Jnanam brahma iti kartradi karaka nivrutyartham mridadivat achidrupata nivrutyartham cha prayujyate. Achidrupata means having a status of being an inert. So kasya achidrupata, brahmanaha achidrupata nivrutyartham mridadivat. So Brahman's status of being inert, like clay, etc., also is removed. Brahman having the status of being any one of the karakas also is removed. I think I made it clear. Okay, I'm reading page number 75. Brahman is defined as jnanam. To negate the karakas such as knower, and also to negate the insentiency like thought, etc. I used the word inertness. Here Swamiji says insentiency. Okay. Jnanam Brahma iti. The word jnanam is purely meant for kartradi karaka nivrityartam. If you take that, the word jnanam is purely meant for negating the meaning of karakas such as subject, etc., and also for negating insentiency. Achidrupata nivrityartham. Remove the Sanskritam, take the English, you get a complete clean sentences. The word Brahm jnanam is purely meant for negating the meaning of karaka such as subject, etc., and also for negating insentiency. Karakadi kartradi karaka nivrityartham, achidrupata nivrityartham, jnanam brahma iti prayujyate. We have seen this before. When Brahman is defined as satyam, Brahman becomes the material cause, and there arises the possibility of Brahman becoming insentient. We have already seen this. If any material causes what, like clay, etc., jadam, Brahman should not be mistaken for something insentient. That is negated by the word jnanam. Once you say Brahman is jnanam, there is karaka status for Brahman, like the subject, etc. That also stands negated because jnanam brahma is satyam brahma, which cannot undergo any change. With this, Bhashyakara concludes, for the time being, the discussion on the word jnanam, and now proceeds to introduce the word anantam. That is why today I said, the homework for you is the analysis of the word, meaning of the word satyam, and the analysis of the meaning of the word jnanam, which is completed. Now we are entering into the word anantam. Jnanam brahma iti vachanat praptam antavatvam. Jnanam brahma iti vachanat praptam antavatvam. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanat. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanat. Ataha tan nivrityartham aha anantam iti. Now here the purpose of using the word anantam as a definition of Brahman is presented here. Why is this? Earlier it was said kimartam jnanam brahma iti prayujyate. Similarly here, kimartam anantam brahma iti prayujyate. Why is the word anantam is used as a definition of Brahman? It is given said here, jnanam brahma iti vachanat praptam antavatvam. Okay, when you say jnanam brahma, the word jnanam, of course we already know, we have understood very clearly. Jnanam means the reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of knowledge. It's a pure knowledge, which is the bhava sadhanartha. It is the root meaning. It is not the meaning of any of the karakas. It is not the bhava vyutpatyartha. We understood very well. The reason is, this reality is also satyam, which is changeless and divisionless. Just changeless. Second thing, it is not jadam also. We understood this also very well. Now, but still, generally, jnana vachanat praptam antavatvam. Antavatvam means what? Brahman having the status of being limited. Antavatvam means Brahman having the status of being subject to limitations. Antavat Brahma. Make it note, antaha yasya asti, tad antavat. Brahman is a neuter gender word. Like gunavat, antavat, takaranta, apusakalinga shabda. Antavat Brahma means Brahman having the status, Brahman which is subject to limitation is said to be antavat Brahma. So Brahman having the status of being limitation, object to limitation is what? Antavatvam. Now, antavatvam praptam, if we take Brahman, when we say jnanam Brahma, Brahman is knowledge, it also has the, it may mistaken to be having the status of being subject to limitation. Why? What is the reason? Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanat. Laukikam jnanam means worldly knowledge. Knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of the objective universe is called laukikam jnanam. Knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of the objective universe is called laukikam jnanam. Knowledge of the objects of the world. And any knowledge of any object is what definitely has the status of being bound by time, bound by subject to limitation. Antavatvam. So, laukikasya jnanasya antavatvam asti. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatvam asti. Or you can say laukika jnanasya antavatvam asti. So, knowledge of any object in the world, anything pertinent to the world has the status of being subject to limitations. Now, that is very well known. Darshanat, due to our experience. Darshanat means due to our understanding, due to our experience, due to our clear understanding. Darshanat means due to our clear understanding of the fact that knowledge of anything in the world is subject to limitation. Why? The object is subject to time. Object is subject to limitations. Every object in the world has time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. Therefore, knowledge of that object also is subject to time, space, object limitations. Therefore, it is said, laukikasya jnanasya antavatvam asti. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanam api asti. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva jnanam api asti. We have very clear understanding that knowledge of any object in the world is subject to limitation because of the limitation of the object. Therefore, what happens now? When you say jnanam Brahma, there's a possibility of mistaking Brahman also to be something which is subject to limitation. Therefore, tataha, tannivrityartham, for eliminating that mistake, tannivrityartham, for eliminating that Brahman being mistaken to be subject to limitations, anantam iti shabdaha prayujyate. Okay. Tannivrityartham, for eliminating that problem, anantam iti shabdaha prayujyate. Okay. Jnanam iti vachanat praptam antavatvam laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanat ataha tanyavrityartham aha anantam iti. By defining Brahman as jnanam, there arises for Brahman the status of being limited, because one sees any worldly knowledge has limitations. Therefore, in order to negate that, Shruti says Brahman is anantam. If you analyze the word jnanam, whatever meaning you give for it, be it karta, karma, or karanam, etc., or whether it is free from all of them, it becomes one thing and everything else is different from it. Everything else will limit Brahman. If you describe Brahman as Chetanam, it is different from everything else, that is Jadam. It's a very beautiful analysis. I wish you all appreciate it. It is different from everything else, that is Jadam. If you define Brahman as Jnanam, it is different from everything else, that is Jnayam. If Brahman is the meaning of the root Jna, it is not the meaning of any other roots. Thus, there is Bhedaha, division. Therefore, Jnanam Brahma iti vachanat, antavatvam praptam. Brahman becomes limited by what it is not. It's very important. It is very important to equate matter to consciousness. You later on, if you have to equate matter to consciousness, if you have to say there's no matter other than consciousness, if you have to say Brahman is free from Vijatiya Bheda, okay? Vijatiya Bheda. I'm telling you a very important point. Hope you make a note of it. Brahman is free from Vijatiya Bheda. Because there's no second thing other than Brahma. There's nothing other than Brahma. Matter is nothing but consciousness. To negate that, it's very important to understand Brahman is free from object limitation. To understand Brahman being free from object limitation, it's very important to understand the word Jnanam Brahma, even though it is of the nature of, it implies the Brahman being, Swarupa Brahman being pure knowledge, even though it is, we are taking the meaning of the root as pure knowledge, not as any of the karakas, still there's a possibility of mistaking it to be limited by what it is not. That is why Pooja Swamiji was very particular. See, I want to remind you here, whenever we do Dhrit Dishya Veka Prakriya, first we understand what I is not. Very important to make a note. Swamiji never liked, I'm not the body. If we say Swamiji was not happy at all. Because you only to understand. In the very beginning, to understand what I is, it is very important to understand what I is not. Therefore, in Dhrita Shiveka Prakriya, we say I is not body, not anything we say. But later on, we have to understand I is not anything, but everything is I. That has to be followed also. Otherwise, still there will be Dvaitam. still there will be duality. Duality will be mistaken to be reality. Still there will be bondage. The purpose of studying the Shastram will not get served. Therefore, the most very crucial understanding is this. Why the word Anantam is used as a Lakshanam of Brahman. Of course, Brahman is the reality which is of the nature of changelessness and timelessness, beginningless, causeless, changeless, independent, not subject. We understood. And that reality is also not inert, not pure knowledge. It is not any of the karakas. We understood that. But now what is important? If it is pure knowledge, then is it different from, you know, is it different from something which is jadam? Then again, duality will be there. Therefore, you have to establish finally essential oneness of the whole. Very important to understand the meaning of the word Anantam. So Anantam is presented mainly for this. Okay. Now, I'm reading page number 76. If Brahman is the meaning of the root Jna, it is not the meaning of any other roots. Fine. Thus, there is Bedaha division. It is not the meaning of any other roots. Thus, there is Bedaha division. Therefore, Jnanam Brahma iti vachanat antavattvam praptam. Brahman becomes limited by what it is not. Laukikasya jnanasya antavatva darshanat. Because we see the limitations in any knowledge. We understand the words only through our language structure. And our structure is called Laukika Jnanam. And our structure is called Laukika Jnanam. In that structure, certain things are perceived as tenable, certain things are perceived as untenable. Therefore, if you say Jnanam is Jnaptihi, it excludes the triad of knower known knowledge. Triad, Triputi Bhedaha. If you say Jnanam is Jnaptihi, it excludes the Triputi Bhedaha, the triad of knower known knowledge. Even if Jnanam means consciousness, object of consciousness will be there separate. In our experience, any knowledge has antavatvam, limitation, in the form of knower known knowledge division. In our experience, any knowledge has antavatvam, limitation, in the form of knower known knowledge division. Ataha, therefore, tannivrityartham, in order to negate that possibility, Shruti uses the word Anantam. Anantam means Brahman is free from any form of limitation. Now, the Purapakshi has a big issue. All the three words, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, are meant to negate. When you say this is table, it negates chair, it negates carpet, it negates everything else. But it has its own meaning. We understand table as that which has tableness. Similarly, When the words satyam, jnanam, anantam negate all that is vikaraha, all that is an effect, a product, subject to change, all that is insentient, and all that has limitations. So the word satyam negates everything which is subject to modification, change. The word jnanam negates everything which is subject to, which is insentient. Everything which is in, anything which is insentient, inert. And the word jnana, anantam, negates all that is, that has limitations. Then what is it? Then what is it? He will say shunyam. If Brahman is not anything which is subject to change, if Brahman is not anything which is inert, if Brahman is not anything subject to limitations, then what is it? The whole world becomes negated here. Everything becomes negated here. It seems it is shunyam, zero, because the three words themselves do not have any meaning. They only do vyavartanam. They only do vyavartanam, the job of negation. I told you already, vyavartayati, ete etani trini padani vyavartayanti. They only state what Brahman is not. So vyavartakam is not a substantive. That which negates is not a substantive. And we do not arrive at any vastu after negation. That is the argument. Through this, Purvapaksha, Bhashyakara is leading us to the understanding of what is Lakshanam and what this teaching is about. There is an amazing discussion there. It's a beautiful, really beautiful lesson is going to come. Let me tell you before we enter there. See, when we these three words are defined, what is satyam? Satyam is, you must remember now again, satyam is that which has no beginning, no end, no change, independent. Satyam, so that is real. So that which is, that which alone is in the form of existence, satyam. And what is jnanam? That existence is nothing but the meaning of the root, jnana, the pure knowledge, which is distinct from the knower known knowledge division. And that knowledge, now we are understanding, is not something. It is distinct from the jadam, but is not distant from the jadam. That is important lesson. We have to understand. We're going to see that here. Now, when you say it is not available, so this also understood what it is now. Brahman, the reality implied by the term Brahman, or implied by these three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, which negates the entire objective universe as abrahma. The whole jagat, including one's body, minds and complex, becomes negated as non-reality. Non-reality. Therefore, what is revealed by these three words is the most abstract, subtlest. Therefore, Purvapakshi says what? Then we should take it as shunyam. That is the problem. So we are going to see now. Purvapakshaha. Satyadinam anrutadi dharma nivritti paratvat. சத்யாதீனாம் அன்றுதாதி தர்ம நிவத்தி பரத்வாத் கமா விசேஷச்ச பிரம்மணஹ விசேஷச்ச பிரம்மணஹ உத்பலாதிவத் அப்ரசித்தத்வாத் கமா மிருக திருஷ்ணாம்பசி ஸ்நாதஹ கஃ புஷ்பகிருத சேகரஹ ஏஷஹ வந்தியாசுதோ யாதி ஹஷஸ்ருங்க தனுர்தரஹ இதிவத் சூன்யார்த்ததா ஏவ ப்ராப்தா சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய இதி சேத். So beautiful. Ariba Swamiji's days, class days. Okay. Let me tell you. சத்யாதீனாம் நௌ சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய சூன்யார்த்ததா ஏவ ப்ராப்தா. This is பூர்வபக்ஷ. What is பூர்வபக்ஷ? சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய சூன்யார்த்ததா ஏவ ப்ராப்தா இதி சேத். So for this லக்ஷண வாக்கியம் சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம for this sentence சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய சூன்யார்த்ததா ஏவ ப்ராப்தா. சூன்யார்த்ததா means what? Brahman having the status of being is shunyam. The meaning of the word Brahman having the status of being is shunyam, alone is now is available as the meaning of this sentence satyam satyam jnanam anantam. சத்யாதி வாக்கிய மீன்ஸ் சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் இத்யஸ்ய லக்ஷண வாக்கிய கஹ அர்த்தஹ சூன்யம் ஏவ அர்த்தஹ சூன்யம் ஏவ அர்த்தஹ இதி பவதி. சூன்யார்த்ததா ப்ராப்தா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நோ பிரம்மன் விச் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் ஹேவிங் த ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் நத்திங்னஸ் Shunyam. What is the reason? He must give a reason. He first reason. Satyadinam andrutadi dharma nivritti paratvat. First reason. Kimartam shunyartata. So Purvapakshis. சத்யாதி வாக்கியஸ்ய சூன்யார்த்ததா கிமர்த்தம்? ஹவு? வை இட் இஸ் மிஸ்டேக்கன் டு பி ஹேவிங் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் சூன்யம்? தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன். சத்யாதீனாம் அன்றுதாதி தர்ம நிவர்த்தி பரத்வாத் தி வேர்ட் சத்யம் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆர் மென்ட் ஃபார் நெகேட்டிங் தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் such as unreality. The first reason, the word satyam etc. are for mainly meant for negating the attributes such as unreality. Due to that reason, okay, due to the reason that the word satyam etc. or meant for negating the attributes such as unreality. Second reason. Visheshasya cha brahmanaha uppaladivat aprasiddhatvat. Second reason is what? Second reason. The hetvarte panchami. I wanted to make a note. How when the reason is mentioned, the reason is always denoted by the fifth case. The reason is mentioned. What second reason is what? Aprasiddhatvat. See, this Brahman, the substantive Brahman, or you can say noun Brahman, the substantive Brahman, okay, is not available for experience. not available for experience commonly, like if like any object like such as lily. Utpalam is, Kacharya has used the word utpalam. You can say gataha also. Utpaladivat, like a flower lily, how it is easily available for perception, experience, like that. The substantive brahma, viseshasya brahmanaha, utpaladivat aprasiddhatvat. Prasiddha means that which is easily, commonly available for experience is prasiddham. Well known. Aprasiddham means what? Brahman is not easily, commonly available for experience through perception or inference like any lily, utpalam. Second reason. Okay, because of these reasons, what happens? Brahmanaha shunyarthata. Brahman has the status of being non-existent or nothingness. That is what is revealed by the word satyam, 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 jnanam, anantam. This is the Purupakshi's reason. And he gives example. How it is non-existent, how Brahman has the status of being non-existent. He says, Mrigatrishnam bhasisnataha kaf pushpakrita shekharaha yeshaha vandhyasutaha yati hashashringa dhanuddharaha. This is a very well-known, popular quotation given by all acharyas, as for Gangadhara Bhagavatpada himself, to state what is non-existence. See the first. See, yati. Yati means gachati. Do you see the sentence now? Are you following? Yati means gachati. Now, kaha yati here? Vandhya putraha yati. Vandhya putraha means son of a barren woman. Son of a woman who has not given birth to any child. Vandhya means a barren woman who has not given birth to any child. So Vandhya putraha yati. Is it possible? First, it's called this example for non-existence. Then, Kitrushaha Vandhya putraha yati. He says, Shasha Shringa Dhanurdharaha. Shaha Dhanuhu Dharati. Dhanuhu Dharati iti Dhanurdharaha. You know, he is holding a bow. Holder of bow. Dhanuhu bow, holder of bow. He is holding which bow? Bow made of horn. Okay, rabbit's horn. Shashaha means. So, shashashya shringena kritam dhanuhu dharati. Hashashringa dhanuddharaha. This person is holding a bow made of rabbit's horn. Vandhya putraha. So, son of a barren woman holding a bow made of rabbit's horn and kafpushpa krita shekharaha. Kafpushpa krita shekharaha. Okay. And he has his kafpushpakrita shekharaha, having a flower plucked from the sky on his head, having kafpushpakha means space, sky, kapushpam means flower plucked from the sky, ka itself one letter word. Kha means sky, space. That's why bird is called khagaha. Khe gachati iti khagaha. You know, kha, one word is called sky. Khe gachati iti khagaha. Now, kha pushpa means a flower plucked from sky. Kha pushpa krita shekharaha. The one who has decked his head with the flower plucked from the sky. Kapushpa dhakrita chekaraha. And here, mrigatrishnambhasi snataha. Snataha, one is bathed in mirage water. Mrigatrishnambhas. Ambhas means water. Mrigatrishna means mirage water. Why Miraj water is called Mrigatrishna, that we'll read Swamiji's explanation later on. I told you many times. You can read again from the book. So Mrigatrishnam Bhasisnataha, one who has bathed in Miraj water, having decked his head, having the flower plucked from the sky on his head, his barren woman's son walks or goes holding a bow made of rabbit's horn. Nothing is possible. It's called non-ex. Such a thing does not exist at all. There is no such a thing which is called bow made of rabbit's horn. There is no such a thing called, it is impossible, no such a thing that can happen bathing in the Miraj water. And how can there be Vandyaputraha? Okay, how is it possible for one to pluck the flower from a sky? It's all impossible. This was all stand for nothingness, shunyam. Itivat, how Mrigatrishnam Bhasisnataha has only shunyarthata. Mrigatrishnam Bhasisnataha, the one who has bathed in Miraj water, what is the meaning of it? Shunyarthata. It has the status of being the shunyam. Such a thing doesn't exist at all. Shunyarthata. Kavpushpakata shekharaha, Vandyaputraha yeshaha, Hrishanga dhanudharaha. Every word has shunyarthata. Every expression has shunyarthata. Shunyarthaha. Shunyartha, it has the status of being the shunyam, non-existence, having the meaning of non-existence. Itivat, like this. Enbadu pola, itivat. How every expression in this sentence has the status of being non-existence. Similarly, satyam satyadi vakyasya api, the sentence having these three words, satyam jnanavanantam, also has the same status of having non-existence as its meaning. Okay. Satyadi nam andratadi dharma nivritti paratvat. Reason number one. As the words such as satyam etc. are meant for negating the attributes such as unreality, viseshasya cha brahmanaha utpaladivat aprasiddhatvat, as substantive brahman is not commonly available for experience like the lily etc., okay, it has the status of having non-existence as the meaning. Okay, I won't read it now. The word satyam etc. are for the purpose of negating attributes such as unreality. And the substantive Brahman is not available commonly like lily. We only get into a situation where the sentence satyam jnanam anantam brahma would mean that Brahman is non-existent. It is like this sentence. Having had a bath in Miraj waters, having decorated himself with the flowers plucked from the sky, and wielding a bow made of rabbit's horn, the son born of a Vandya goes. Satyadinam padanam andritadi dharma nivritti paratvat. The word satyam etc. serve the purpose of negating andritadi dharma. So you can say satyam jnanam anantam iti shabdaha அன்றுதாதி தர்மா நிவர்த்தயந்தி. நிவர்த்தனே ஏவ தேஷாம் நிவர்த்தனே ஏவ பரத்வம். தேஷாம் சப்தானாம் அன்றுதாதி தர்மானாம் நிவர்த்தனே ஏவ பரத்வம். ஓகே, அன்றுதாதி தர்மா. The attributes such as, I'm reading in page number 78. Anrutadi dharma. The attributes such as anrutam. What is false? What is changing? What is karyam? By the word adi, etc., we have to take jadatvam, insentiency, and antavatvam, limitations. So here you have to stop and make a note. Andhutadi dharman nivartayanti, when you say satyam jnanam anantam etani padani andhutatvam karyatvam jadatvam nivartayanti. You have to make a note of this. Satyam jnanam anantam iti trini padani. These words. Anrutatvam, karyatvam, jadatvam, nivartayanti. They remove this. They negate actually. So, adi, etc., we have to take jadatvam, insentiency, and anantatvam, antavatvam, limitations. After negation, we have an issue. In the case of blue lily, blue will negate any color other than blue. Blue is prasiddha. Known to you. It is available as color of the object. So, it has its meaning not only in your head, but for sight also it is available. So, blue lily is prasiddha, well known. But Brahman is not well known. It is aprasiddham. And ajnatam. I want to know Brahman. Shastram tells me Brahma asti. Brahman is satyam. What is its nature? It is jnanam. It is not what is insentient. It is not what is insentient. It is anantam. It is not what is limited. When I negate what it is not, I do not see anything left behind. Only shunyata, emptiness is praptam. Brahman is shunyam, void. And that is the truth of everything. After listening to your unfoldment of Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Purapakshi is saying, I can only come to the conclusion. See, you can make a note, second paragraph, Purapakshi is talking. After listening to your unfoldment of Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, I can only come to the conclusion that Brahman is a non-existent entity. See, I request all of you to pay attention. The whole world, even now, is a big trend. If we, people, I say I have great respect for Buddha. With the due respect to all that, but somehow Buddha's okay. But the followers of Buddha worldwide today is a big trend. I don't know whether you're keeping up with the modern things. Even people who are very strongly given to the Vedic teaching, for many, many years in childhood, even they are taken away. they have not, I don't know, maybe they want to go by the trend, modern trend. The whole Jagat has a great fancy, the idea of this. So that is why Vedanta students are very few in number. The worldwide is going after that. I'm not against it. Let them go. But it is for you to be clear, because very easy, somebody can come and easily shake your knowledge. Because I'm surprised. Recently, I happened to know somebody where that person, in spite of being given to so much of study, now after a long time, and he is taken. This, he doesn't want to accept that he's only Vedanta is a thing. Somehow, somewhere something, problem is there. So this is very important argument for you to understand. It's a very, very important. It's not for arguing with other people, for our own clarity, for honesty, for our own real search, understanding. It's very important for us to understand this. Okay. So after listening to your unfoldment, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, I can only come to the conclusion that Brahman is a non-existent entity like a Vandhya Putraha. Who has this description? Eshaha Vandhya, Vandhya Suto Yati. The son of Vandhya is going. How is he going? See his gait, the way he walks, cleanly and beautifully dressed. He is Kapushpa. Kapushpaihi, Akasha Pushpaihi, Kritam Shekharam Yasya Saha. His hair is adorned with the flowers plucked from the sky. He wields a dhanuhu, a bow made of Shashashringaha, a rabbit's horn. He just now had a clean bath in the mirage water, Mrigatrishnambhasi Snataha. He is going right in front of you. Who saw this person? A blind man. Who narrated these words? A mute person. Badiraha Pashyati Mukaha Vadati. Who heard these words? Okay. Mukaha. Sorry. Andaha Pashyati Mukaha Vadati Badiraha Shunoti. Who cannot see at all sees, who cannot speak at all speaks, who cannot hear at all hears. Okay. A blind man, Andaha Pashyati Mukaha Vadati Badiraha Shunoti. Who saw this person? A blind man. Who narrated these words? A mute person. Who heard these words? A deaf person. Brahman would become someone like Vandhyasutaha. In the verse, three adjectives are there. Here also, we have three words. Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam. So, we get the meaning of Satyadi Vakyam as Brahma Shunyam. This is dismissed by Bhashyakaraha in one word, briefly, and then he elaborates it. So we get the meaning of Satyadi Vakyam as Brahma Shunyam. This is dismissed by Bhashyakara in one word, briefly, and then he elaborates it. So how Shankara Bhagavatpada negates this, refutes this view of Shunyavadi's view in one set word first, then how he elaborates on it, we'll see. Siddhantaha. See, you, Pura Paksha must become very clear before. What is Pura Pakshi's view? Why he has that view? Why it is very natural for anybody in the world to mistake reality to be non-existent or emptiness, nothingness, shunyam. And even other schools of Buddhism are not very popular. All the schools, there are four schools of Buddhism. All of them are easily negatable, refutable, But the Shunyavadi alone is the most powerful of them. And he is given to the great level of thinking. And his Shunyavadi is the one now, even now, there's a big challenge. The challenge is for even it is very people really, a lot of people mistake the Shunyam of Buddhism for fullness of Vedanta. They say they're two different words. That is why it's very important for all of you to be very clear in this understanding. Na. Shankaracharya's answer, first word is what? Na. No, don't say Brahman is na. Brahman is non-existent. Brahman is shunyam, emptiness. Don't say that. Why? Lakshanarthatvat. Lakshanarthatvat. First one answer is, only one word is what? Lakshanarthatvat. Brahma is not emptiness. The reason is what? Not only that, na means what? No, that is not the meaning. The meaning of the words, meaning of the word satyam jnanam anantam is not emptiness. Na. Why it is not, that is not the meaning? What is the meaning of the words satyam jnanam anantam brahma? So, satyajnana, satyadi vakyasya kaha arthaha. So, shunyartata nasti. So, satyadi vakyasya shunyartata nasti. Kimartam? Yes, lakshanartatvat. Tesham shunyadi vakyasya lakshanartam asti. Lakshanartatvat. Viseshanatve api satyadi nam lakshanartapradhanyam iti avochama. See, already we have explained this. Now again we will explain. That's what he means. Lakshanartha pradhanyam iti avochama. Viseshanatve api satyadinam lakshanartha pradhanyam asti iti avochama. He says, all these three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, those three words, what lakshanartatvat means due to their status of being the definitions of Brahman. All the three words have the status of being the definitions of Brahman. Tesham vakyanam lakshanartatvam asti. Those words have the status of being the definitions of Brahman. Means, lakshanartam eva tani padani prayujyante. Those words are used only for defining Brahman. Okay. Viseshanatve api satyadinam. Even though those words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, these three words are adjectives, even though they are adjectives, still they are not simple samanya swarupa lakshanani, but they are lakshana viseshanani. They are not simple ordinary adjectives, qualifying adjectives, but they are lakshana viseshanani. They are defining words. They are meant for revealing Brahman. Through implication, by negation. They are meant for revealing Brahman by implication through negation. I am adding these words. They are meant for revealing Brahman by implication through negation. No, they are meant to define Brahman. We have already said iti avochama. Avochama means we have already said that even though satyam, etc. are adjectives, their primary job of revealing Brahman. The primary job is of revealing Brahman. Okay, now, it is not so. Lakshanarthatvat. The words Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam are meant to serve as Lakshanam. A Lakshanam does the job of negation without giving up its meaning. Every sentence is important here. A Lakshanam does the job of negation without giving up its meaning. It negates everything else from its scope. The meaning of the word Satyam, while negating what it is not, retains its meaning. The meaning of the word Satyam, while negating what it is not, retains its meaning. What does it mean here? The word Satyam, which is real. Real means what? You must remember the, all the things, beginningless, endless, changeless, causeless, independent. Mistake it. Then everything else becomes negated because everything is subject to change also. Everything is subject to change. Therefore, the entire objective universe, including Ahankara, becomes negated as Abrahma. So what it is not becomes very clear. What it is has to become very clear. Okay. The word Satyam is from the root us. Make a note. The word Satyam is from the root us. As dhatuhu. Meaning to be. That is, that is retained. Asti. Asti. The word Satyam is derived from the root as, the verb which verb is asti. Asti means exists. Asti exists. Therefore, Satyam means existence. Asti exists. Is. So, Satyam is what? Noun form of it. Existence or isness. Okay. The root meaning is retained. Okay. We can say space exists, time exists, everything exists, the world exists. But still, here, this is only you take the bhava sadhana. Again, root meaning is taken. That is retained. Otherwise, it cannot negate anything. In order to negate something, the word Satyam should have its own meaning. Very important sentence. The word Satyam should have its own meaning in order to negate something. A meaningless thing cannot negate something. Very subtle teaching. Hope you see this. The word Satyam is from the root us, meaning to be. That is, that is retained. Otherwise, it cannot negate anything. In order to negate something, the word Satyam should have its own meaning. You cannot throw away the baby along with bath water. If all the meanings go away, you do not need words. You do not need words with meaning. Meaningless sounds also will not make any sense. The meaning of the root asa bhuvi. The meaning of the root asa bhuvi is there in the word satyam. That is Brahman. It is you. Aham, I am, aham, asmi. This is I am. I am, aham, asmi. The meaning of the root asa bhuvi is there in the word satyam. That is Brahman. It is you. I am. Aham asmi. You retain that meaning and negate everything else. That is why we give the example like this. When you say time is, space is, anything which enjoys existence is taken for example to understand the meaning of the word satyam. Time is, space is, anything is, anything asti, you take as the meaning of the word existence, satyam. Satyam means what? That which exists. Anything which exists is satyam. Anything which enjoys existence is satyam. It's real. Space is, time is, ocean is, world is. In all of them, the ease is retained because ease is not subject to change. Then the rest, time, space, etc., object to change. So we negate what is subject to change, what is independent, what is dependent, what is beginning, then we already eaten ease. That is what is called negation and retaining. Retaining its own meaning and negating what it is not. So the word satyam, retaining its meaning, negates all the vikaras because they are superimposed. In the superimposition, you have to understand. The word satyam, retaining its meaning, negates all the vikaras because they are superimposed. There is no real negation. We do not need to negate anything from Brahman if it is understood. See, negation is only for distinguishing. Make a note. Negation is only for distinguishing. Not for really throwing it away. You cannot throw anything away from Brahman. That's why it's very important. There is no real negation. Make a note of it. You cannot negate anything here. Absolutely. The word satyam, retaining its meaning, negates all the vikaras because they are superimposed. There is no real negation. We do not need to negate anything from Brahman if it is understood. You cannot negate also anything from Brahman if Brahman is understood. You have loaded so much on Brahman. Therefore, all the superimpositions are negated. That is why the prakriya itself is a negating prakriya, the method of negation. At the same time, the lakshanam reveals that laksham, that is you. At the same time, the lakshanam reveals the laksham, that is you. The meaning of the root us, am, at the same time, lakshanam reveals the lakshanam, that is you. The meaning of the root us, am. Similarly, the word jnanam negates everything that is insentient and also the divisions of karakas, but retains its meaning. That is the meaning of the root jna, pure knowledge. The word anantam negates all things that are bound by time, place, etc., object. All the known words with their meanings, all shabda vachyas, shabdaha is word and vacham is the direct meaning. All the known words with their meanings, all shabdaha and shabda vachyaha. Shabdaha, shabdaha is akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Shabdaha is a word. Shabda vachyam is a meaning of the word. Shabdaha, word. Shabda vachyam is the meaning of the word. That which is denoted by the word is the meaning of the word, which is said to be shabda vachyam. So shabdaha is a word and vachyam is the direct meaning. So are negated. So word is negated, words meanings are also negated otherwise. Direct meanings are negated. When we say negated, it means what is negated has no being of its own. Make a note of it again. When we say negated, it means what is negated has no being of its own, has no existence of its own. This negation of shabda vachyas, this negation of direct meanings of the words, is symbolically referred to as Mauna Vyakhya of Lord Dakshinamurti. An important thing I want to talk to you today, but our time is gone. I'll talk to you tomorrow again. You can understand the importance of Satyam Mithya Prakriya, Karana Karya Prakriya. The whole thing is a complete package along with the Prakriya. Each word retaining its meaning alone becomes Lakshanam for Brahman. So Brahman is not Shunyam. I'm stopping here. We will continue again next class. I want to tell you one thing today before you leave. One important lesson. I talked to you that day in doctor's house. Anyway. So the other class I mentioned. Anyway, I can tell you today again. Please understand, Pooja Swamiji was very keen. Vyakhyanam. Vyakhyana means exposition. Teaching. Teaching should always through communication. Bhashanenaiva patanam. Bhashanenaiva patanam. Teaching must be through communication. Communication means words must be used. The teacher must open his mouth, need not scream, but still definitely open the mouth and speak. The words should come out of the mouth of the teacher. The clarity must flow through the words of the teacher. So many people are of this fancy idea. If a teacher is a jnani, if we go and sit in front of the teacher, then the teacher's jnanam will be transferred in silence and I can become jnani. Many people like this fancy idea. Tradition is dead against this. Okay? When we say Dakshinamurti is said to be a Mauna Guruhu. His Vyakhyanam is Maunam Vyakhyanam. It's worth spending 10 minutes. Please listen to me and then go. Maunam Vyakhyanam. His exposition is silence. He is Mauna Guruhu. Means Not that the Krishnamurti sits in silence, he teaches in silence. It's a very fancy idea. No, no teacher sits in silence. He taught. Everyone teaches. Even though Dakshinamurti is a personification of consciousness, the source of all knowledge. So consciousness does not speak, we say. But still, what it means is, Mauna Vyakhyanam means the teacher should speak, communicate. No teaching can happen in silence. No teaching can happen without communication. Any subject matter should be communicated. But only difference is, that's why Shabdam is said to be Pramanam. Shabda Pramanam means words are used as instrument of knowledge. But what is to be known, what is to be understood, is an object of knowledge obtaining within the realm of the objective universe, then the method of communication is called direct method of communication. Okay, if what is to be known is an object of knowledge within the realm of the objective universe, the communication is called direct method of communication. But what is to be known is the very swarupam of the subject. What has to be arrived is the absolute reality, subtlest reality, the swarupam of the knower, the essential nature of the whole. And that truth is not available for sense perception, not available for thought conception, not available for word description, and it is not an object at all, not available for objectification. And such a subtlest truth has to be revealed by the Shastram, Shastra's words. Therefore, Shastra's words do not communicate directly. The method of communication used here is said to be indirect method. So silence, teaching in silence means indirect method of communication. Indirect method of communication involves two methods. One is Lakshana Vrittihi. Another one is Nisheda Vrittihi. Lakshana Vrittihi and Nisheda Vrittihi. Lakshana Vrittihi means what? Nisheda Vrittihi means what? Now, when you say Satyam Jnanam Anantam, this is a method of communication by implication through negation. Method of communication by implication through negation is called Lakshana Vrittihi. And here again we have two Lakshanams, Swarupa Lakshanam, Tatastha Lakshanam. Direct method, indirect method. Direct definition, indirect definition. First I said, the method of communication is, the direct method of communication is possible only when what is to be taught is an object of knowledge, anything other than the swarupam of the knower. But the swarupam of the knower happens to be not an object, not available for objectification, perception, conception or description. Happens to subtlest, the method of communication used by the Shastram is indirect method. In indirect method, the two methods, Lakshanavrittihi, the method of implication, the method of communication by implication through negation. And Nishedha Vrittihi means the method of communication through negation. Okay, these two vrittis, Lakshana Vrittihi, Nishedha Vrittihi. This is what is said to be indirect method of communication. So silence, teaching in silence actually means using the indirect method of communication, not non-communication. Silence does not mean non-communication. Silence means indirect method of communication. Is it clear? Very important lesson. Tomorrow, we will continue this. And now I think that's, thank God I gave you homework today. So that, because now we are going to go ahead. I don't want to you to pile up. I know you understand a lot. More than Sanskritam, the content must be understood. Sanskritam, of course, we to enjoy Adishankara Bhagavatpada's Hridayam. We want to get. So we had the joy of reading. Being reading his Bhashyam is just to be with Bhagavatpada, to have his grace. Reading Swamiji's book is to have Swamiji's blessings, to be with him. And our understanding is more important. So please do the homework what I have given today. The analysis of the meaning of the word Satyam. You don't need to read what you have read today. You can back, go back to the old pages. Write your own notes on analysis of the word Satyam. Then analysis of the word Jnanam. I thought I'll wait until we finish Anantam also. But now I think until now, whatever you have understood, better you put it in writing. Make your own notes. The book is already available. Why should you waste your time to write? Again, putting it again in writing is for your own enhanced, thorough, clear understanding. Okay? Is it clear? Therefore, Swami used to say this, Mauni Baba, no. Maunam will never work. Only Dakshinamurti can be a silent teacher. All the teachers have to communicate. Okay? And it is, understand, silence, teaching in silence does not mean non-communication. Teaching in silence does not mean direct communication. Teaching in silence means indirect method of communication, which is communication, teaching by implication through negation and method of communication through negation. I'll analyze these two again later on in other class, following classes. Why I wanted to say, many people who have read many books written by Westerners, especially their experiences with Ramana Maharshi in going to Tiruvannamalai, how tranquil they were, serene they were in the presence of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Of course, if we go and sit in front of any Mahatma like Ramana Maharshi, you will become silent, no doubt. No, why? Because a Mahatma's mind, a Jnani's mind is absolutely noiseless, soundless, silent, tranquil mind. A disturbance-free mind. Because of the clear vision of the truth, once Ahankara Makara is resolved, as they also mentioned in the class, Ahankara Makara is resolved, then that mind is what? A clean, clear mind. There cannot be any noise. It is the result of the Jnanam. In the wake of the clear vision of the truth, then Ahankara Makara being resolved, there cannot be any disturbance in the mind. Therefore, naturally, mind will be absolutely tranquil minded. This absolute tranquility can be associated only with the Mahatma Jnanis, people of clear vision. So when we go and sit in front of them, naturally, there will be effect. We also definitely will be calm and quiet. We also become very silent, mentally silent for some time. But their silence, their noiseless mind, Mahatma's noiselessness, soundlessness, undisturbedness of Mahatma's mind can make you feel calm, can give you an experience, a time-bound experience, it cannot remove your ajnanam. It cannot remove your ajnanam. You can have some experience, you can have joy of being in their presence. Once you come out with them, then it cannot remove your ajnanam. It is not a permanent solution. There's no moksha. You have to become a mahatma like that. For that, we have to make efforts. Even many people are of this very wrong understanding or a silent jnani's presence. In the presence of a jnani, I become very calm and quiet. Yes, you become calm and quiet. How long? It cannot remove your ignorance. It will give you the very peaceful experience that's very beautiful, wonderful. But it's not a permanent solution. Which means it will not remove your ajnanam. So ajnanam will be there. Again, it will show its effects. Therefore, our real solution is only in resolving our ajnanam by jnanam, for which we need to understand. Therefore, Shastra tradition does not accept that vyakhyanam through silence. It only implies indirect method of communication, not direct method of communication. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.